The President of the United States published two posts to Truth Social on April 5, 2026, pertaining to scheduled infrastructure events in Iran. The first post, published at 8:03 a.m., read as follows: Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one. In Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell, just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. The second post, published at 12:38 p.m., provided the following logistical detail: Tuesday, 8:00 p.m. Eastern Time. For the record, this correspondent notes the relevant context. The president previously outlined contingency infrastructure targets in a March 30 post, which listed electric generating plants, oil wells, Karg Island, and, with an exclamation point, desalination plants, as targets to be struck if a deal was not reached. In his April 1 primetime address to the nation, the president stated that if no deal is made, the United States has its eyes on key targets and will hit every one of Iran's electric generating plants very hard, and probably simultaneously, on April 3. The president described the Strait of Hormuz as a potential gusher for the world, stating that with a little more time, the United States can easily open it and take the oil, the Hormuz condition. The opening of the strait has appeared in each of the president's major communications on the subject since April 1. The strait remains closed. The April 5 posts constitute the first public announcement of a scheduled date and time for the strikes: Tuesday, April 7, 2026, at 8:00 p.m. Eastern Time, has been designated power plant day and bridge day in Iran. The posts received a combined 56,600 likes and 13,300 retweets on Truth Social at time of filing. The president closed the first post with the phrase "Praise be to Allah." This is a transliteration of the Arabic phrase Allahu Akbar, or a variant thereof, which is a common expression in Islamic devotional practice. The president's own spiritual advisor, Paula White, described the president at the April 1 White House Easter lunch as the greatest champion of faith that we have ever seen in a president. Franklin Graham, also present at that lunch, characterized the operation in Iran as a divinely ordained mission. Neither White nor Graham has commented on the closing phrase. The event is scheduled for Tuesday. The power plants have not yet been touched. Sources for this analysis are available at isayip.com/rabbittrails.